Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Succeeding in life has always been a matter of doing that which the great majority does not do.
The wars of success, failure, happiness, and misery are all fought inside the walls of your own head.
Money is not attracted to need, it's attracted to awareness. And until you become aware of your own power to attract it, you'll keep chasing what you were born to command.
You see, the trick is not in achieving our goals, it is in establishing them. A ship would never leave a harbor if it did not have a destination. An industrial plant would never open its gates if it did not have a product or a purpose. Football would not be played without goalposts, nor would baseball without a home plate. Every business operates for a purpose. Every game has a reason.
Control your thoughts, and you control your life. Fail to control them, and you live as a servant to fear, doubt, and limitation. Every thought you allow is a seed. Plant anger and you reap destruction. Plant fear and you harvest hesitation. But plant courage, plant persistence, plant faith, and life will reward you with strength, progress, and victory.
Most people wake up every single day thinking about what they don't have. They look at the empty bank account. They feel the weight of unpaid bills. They walk through life begging, hoping, wishing something will change. Money does not respond to need, it responds to awareness.
Getting back to the analogy of our ship, if you were to climb to the navigation bridge and ask the captain the name and location of his next port of call, he would tell you immediately. There's not the slightest doubt in his mind. Can you tell anyone your destination just as quickly and in one sentence? The captain of the ship knows that he can arrive at only one port at a time. He knows that it's impossible to arrive at two. Do you know that? He also knows that his destination will be invisible for fully 99% of his voyage, but he knows it's there, and that he'll reach it, barring an unforeseen catastrophe, if he will just keep doing certain things a certain way every day.
The law is simple. Your outer world is nothing but a reflection of your inner world. The first step is awareness. Most people drift through life letting any random thought take charge. Not you. From this day forward, you must guard your mind as you would guard a treasure chest. The moment a negative thought arrives, crush it. Replace it with its opposite. If fear whispers, answer with courage. If doubt shouts, respond with certainty. If weakness crawls in, rise with strength. Direct your mind daily. Do not leave it to chance. The mind left unattended becomes a playground for failure, but the mind that is disciplined, trained, and focused becomes a weapon of creation. Visualize what you want. See it. Feel it. Believe it until belief transforms into action, and action transforms into results. Hold the image of your future so powerfully that nothing can shake it.
You can cry, you can stress, you can work yourself to the bone, but if you're vibrating with lack, if your mind is filled with fear and doubt, you will push money further and further away. That's the truth that most people don't want to hear. But it's the truth that will set you free. Money is energy. It flows where it's welcomed, not where it's chased. If you want more money in your life, you must stop trying to force it through desperation. You must become the kind of person money is drawn to. That means developing the mindset of prosperity, the attitude of confidence, and the energy of abundance. The majority of people are walking through life trapped in survival mode. They're hoping for a miracle, for a handout, for something to break through and change their financial situation. But money doesn't come from hope. It comes from alignment. It comes from stepping into your power.
Men and women who follow this sensible, obvious, and meaningful way of life will do the same. But the paradox is that most are like ships without rudders. They're subject to the whims of wind and tide. And while they hope they'll one day arrive in a rich and bustling port, you and I know that for every narrow harbor entrance, there's 1,000 miles of treacherous and rocky coastline. The chances of their just drifting into port are 1,000 to 1 against them. These are the unfortunate people who, not knowing the rules, believe that circumstance controls our lives. They believe in luck and superstitions, fate, the breaks. They believe that success comes as a result of who you know, not what you know. And while they cling to their false alibis, life passes them by, for the rules of life are just, and they are checkmated, without haste, but without remorse.
Understand this, discipline in thought is discipline in destiny. No man, no circumstance, no obstacle has power over you unless you give it power through thought. Your life bends to the command of your mind. So I say to you today, master your thoughts and you will master your fate. Change your thoughts and you will change your life. Every thought is a seed. What you plant, you harvest. If you sow weakness, doubt, and fear, do not be surprised when your life yields hesitation, failure, and regret. If you sow strength, courage, and persistence, you will reap victory, growth, and triumph. This is not poetry. This is law. The soil of your mind does not care what you plant. It only gives back what you place inside it. Every thought is building your future, shaping your reality, creating the destiny you are walking into. The tragedy is that most people scatter weeds into their minds every day and then complain about the harvest. They dwell on fear. They dwell on what might go wrong. They dwell on the obstacles in their path and then wonder why their life is filled with barriers. But you are not like most people. You are here because you are ready to take command of your thoughts and in doing so, take command of your life.
When you walk around saying, I need more money, what you're really saying to the universe is, I don't have enough. And what you focus on expands. So you get more of what you don't want. You get more bills, more debt, more frustration. You cannot fool this system. The frequency you're on dictates the results you get. And if your frequency is lack, then lack is what you attract. But the moment you flip the switch, when you decide deep down that you are no longer available for financial struggle, everything begins to change. When you carry yourself like someone who expects to win, you shift your entire vibration. You stop needing money and start expecting it. And expectation is a powerful magnetic force. It pulls people, ideas, and resources into your world that you never could have predicted. People start to notice you. Opportunities start to show up. Doors that were previously locked begin to open. But none of that happens until you stop begging and start believing. You must understand that confidence is the currency of creation. When you believe in your worth, the world begins to reflect that belief. It shows up in the way you speak, the way you walk, the way you make decisions. You stop second guessing. You stop hesitating. You stop living as if you're powerless and start acting as if you already are the wealthy version of you. And when you do that, money follows. Not because you chased it, but because you aligned with it. That's the real secret.
Now, what about you? Remembering that the definition of success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal, what's the ideal toward which you are working now, today, yesterday, and tomorrow? Can you write it in one sentence? Is your goal sharply and clearly defined? Now, for a moment, let's return to the message in your booklet, Opportunity Unlimited. It reads, within each of us burn 2 unquenchable ambitions, to serve importantly and to gain financial independence. The first of these 2 desirable goals you've already achieved by being in the World Book Childcraft Organization. Now let's take a look at the second ambition, financial independence. I mentioned on the first side of this record that I could tell you how you could be and have anything you set your mind on in 5 years. To better understand this, you must examine one of the most overlooked facts in the world. It is that every job, no matter what it may be, holds somewhere within itself the key to everything we want in life, the key to greatness. But we must look for it, and we must think. Since only about 5% make the grade, we must place ourselves in this percentage group. We can do this by making 2 decisions. The first is to decide once and for all that that this is what you're going to do for a living, that this is going to be your career, since its opportunities are unlimited and it's constantly growing with our dynamic economy and our exploding population. In the past 13 years, World Book sales have increased 800%. And even this enormous volume is expected to double in the next 5 years or less. I think you can easily see that by being in this business now, your future is unlimited in this organization, both from a career and economic standpoint. It is being undecided, uncommitted about what we're going to do that keeps us from doing our best. We're working with one hand and looking around with the other. As a result, we do neither satisfactorily. And remember, this work contains within it the road to greatness, the key to anything you want for yourself and your family. Hundreds of people have already proved this in the last few years, so make the decision once and for all.
The first truth you must accept is this: your dominant thoughts shape your destiny. Not the fleeting ideas that flash across your mind and disappear, but the consistent, repeated thoughts that take root and grow deep. If you constantly think about your failures, you create a mindset of failure. If you consistently think about success, strength, and possibility, you program your mind for victory. The universe, the subconscious mind, the very energy around you begins to align with the vibration of your thoughts. What you hold in your mind with conviction, you will hold in your hands in reality. But here is where the battle begins. The mind does not automatically serve you. Left unchecked, it is chaotic, filled with doubt, fear, and negativity. The first step is awareness. You must become the watchman of your own thoughts. Every day, every moment, notice what is passing through your mind. Do not allow it to wander uncontrolled. The second you become aware of a negative thought, reject it. Do not let it take root. Replace it immediately with a thought of power, a thought of courage, a thought of strength. If the mind whispers, "You cannot do it," you must shout back, "I will, I must, I am already becoming it." If doubt says, "You are not enough," you must answer, "I am more than enough, and I am growing stronger every day." The mind responds to repetition, to conviction, to belief. Speak into it the thoughts you want to dominate your life. Understand this: your thoughts control your emotions control your actions, and your actions control your results. It all begins in the invisible world of thought. If you can master that invisible battlefield, you can master everything else. This is why the discipline of the mind is the discipline of destiny. Visualize your future, not in a vague, half-hearted way, but with clarity and intensity. See yourself already in possession of the life you desire. Feel it as if it were real now.
You are not here to live in fear. You are not here to survive. You are here to thrive, to expand, to lead. You are here to master the game of life, not from a place of desperation, but from a place of certainty. Stop asking, "How do I get money?" and start declaring, "I am a magnet for wealth," because when you shift your inner world, the outer world has no choice but to respond. And that's when money begins to flow, not as a reward for struggle, but as a reflection of who you've become. Everything in your life right now is a reflection of your thinking. The money you have or don't have is not the result of your job, your background, or your circumstances. It's the result of your thoughts. You think poverty, you live in lack. You think abundance, you begin to attract prosperity. It's not a matter of luck. It's not chance, it's law. The mind is the most powerful tool you will ever possess, and yet most people use it to replay limitations, doubts, and fears. They think the same negative thoughts day in and day out, and then they wonder why nothing ever changes. Thought is vibration. It is energy in motion. The moment you begin to think about abundance, truly think it, feel it, believe it, you step into a higher frequency. And when your vibration shifts, your world begins to shift with it. You attract people who think bigger. You notice opportunities you were blind to before. You make decisions from faith instead of fear. But it all starts with the inner image you hold. You cannot attract what you are not in harmony with. You cannot receive wealth while thinking like someone who is broke. You must become rich in thought long before the money shows up in your hands.
Once this has been made, you'll feel as though a weight has been lifted from your mind. Perhaps for the first time in your life, you'll know where you are in the world. You know you have a place where you can serve, where you're needed and respected, where what you're doing is important. Once this decision has been made, we come to the second. Decide to become a professional at your business. You see, we can either compete or create. If we compete with all the other people in our line of work, we must be willing to accept the same rewards. If that's what we want, fine. But if we want to become professionals at what we do, then we must create. And when we begin to do this, there's no limit to that which we can achieve. We hear a lot these days about a word called security. Everyone wants security, but not one in ten can tell you what it is. Most people will tell you that security rests with a job. This is impossible. There is.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No such thing as a job that represents security. Anyone with a job can lose it for any one of a thousand reasons at any time. Those people I saw back in 1933, demoralized and afraid, thought that a job represented security. And when it had been taken from them, they had lost everything. They found themselves lost in a world they didn't understand. No, a job cannot represent security. There is only one place on earth you can find security, and if it isn't there, it isn't anywhere. It's inside of a person, never outside. If a man has security inside, where it belongs, his wife and children can feel it when he sits down to eat with them, and they're warmed by it. If a man has security inside, where it belongs, you can see it walking down the street, and you can feel it when he enters a room. That's security, and you can't take it away from him. You can take away his money, his home, everything but a wife who's willing to start over, and most of them are, and drop him anywhere in the country. Go back in a year and he'll be doing just as well as when you found him the first time. You can't keep a good man down, no matter what you do to him. Like cream on milk, you can shake it all day, but just set it down for a while and it'll bounce right to the top again. This man or this woman has security, where it belongs. And you know where it comes from? It comes from doing what we do for a living surpassingly well. It comes from being a pro in a world of amateurs.
The brain does not distinguish between a vividly imagined experience and reality. It begins to wire itself according to the pictures you hold. The more you see it, the more you believe it. The more you believe it, the more you act upon it. And action, repeated with persistence, will make it reality. But visualization without discipline is only fantasy. You must train your mind daily, as you would train a muscle. Just as the body grows stronger with resistance, the mind grows stronger when challenged and controlled. Begin every morning by choosing your thoughts deliberately. Declare who you are, what you will achieve, and how you will face the day. End every night by reviewing your victories, no matter how small, and reinforcing the belief that tomorrow you rise even stronger. Guard your mind as you would guard a fortress. Do not allow gossip, negativity, or the poison of small thinkers to infiltrate your thoughts. What you allow into your ears and eyes enters your mind, and what enters your mind becomes your life. If you want greatness, feed your mind with greatness. If you want courage, feed your mind with stories of courage. If you want success, surround yourself with voices, books, and people who breed success. There will be days when negative thoughts attack with full force. There will be moments when fear and doubt seem stronger than faith and confidence. In those moments, remember this, you are not your thoughts. You are the master of your thoughts. You have the power to choose. You have the authority to direct. You are not a slave to the voice of fear. You are the commander who silences it. And when you begin to live this way, something remarkable happens. Your inner world changes first. You feel stronger, more focused, more determined. Then your outer world begins to bend and shift to match that strength. Opportunities appear where before there were none. People are drawn to your conviction. Obstacles that once seemed immovable begin to fall before you. This is the power of mastering thought. So hear me clearly. If you wish to change your life, you must change your thoughts. If you desire success, you must think success. If you desire strength, you must think strength. If you desire freedom, you must think freedom. What you consistently hold in your mind with belief and with discipline must eventually show up in your life. Every thought is a seed. Plant wisely. Guard your garden. Nurture only the thoughts that lead to your highest vision, and starve the weeds that would choke your destiny. Control your thoughts, and you will control your future. Change your thoughts, and you will change your life. Your dominant thoughts shape your reality.
The challenge is most people are controlled by their current results. They look at their bank balance, and they let that number dictate how they feel, how they act, what they believe is possible. But results don't cause thinking. Thinking causes results. If you want more money, you have to stop reacting to your present and start creating your future. That requires discipline. It requires vision. It requires you to hold the image of what you want with complete and unwavering faith, even when your outer world tells a different story. That's the difference between a wish and a decision. One is passive, the other is powerful. When you truly understand that your thoughts create your financial reality, you stop wasting energy on excuses. You stop blaming the economy, your job, your past. None of that matters. What matters is what you're thinking right now in this moment. Are you focused on possibility or on problems? Are you thinking like the person you want to become? Or are you thinking like the person you've always been? The mind doesn't care what you think, it will give you more of it. So why not think big? Why not think in alignment with wealth, success, freedom? Why not condition your mind to expect miracles instead of mediocrity? You are given the power to choose your thoughts, and in doing so, you are given the power to shape your world. That is not a small gift. That is the key to the kingdom. But it only works if you use it. So start using it. Think abundance. Feel abundance. Walk, talk, and act like someone who expects abundance to show up at any moment. Because it will. When your thoughts shift, your life shifts. You become magnetic to the very things you once chased. That's the power of aligned thinking. That's the gateway to true wealth. More money. It's pant flight. You were not born to struggle. You were not put here to scrape your way through life, praying for just enough to get by. That idea was planted in you by people who didn't know any better. You are here to expand, to thrive, to grow in every direction. There is absolutely nothing noble about shrinking. There is no reward for playing small. Struggle is not your destiny, it's a detour. And the only reason it ever feels permanent is because you've been taught to accept it as normal.
Becoming a pro isn't difficult. It comes from knowing what to do with time. It comes from knowledge, planning, and working. First, knowledge. This means learning everything we can about what we sell, about Worldbook, Childcraft, and our sales material. Learning everything we can about people, since that's who we sell, and learning everything we can about selling, since that's our profession. What we sell, who we sell, and how to sell. Those three subjects would fill a large library, but we can take things one at a time, and by devoting an hour a day to study, we can become outstanding professionals in 5 years or less. And it's the professionals in this business who can write their own tickets, good times or bad. They can live where they choose, and being professionals, work when they choose. Second, planning. This means writing down the specific goal we're now working toward. It means writing in detail about the first port of call we want to reach, realizing that we can only reach one at a time. It means selecting the income we feel will represent financial independence to us. Once this has been selected, we know exactly what we must do in order to reach it. As soon as our first goal has been reached, we can set a new one. The person who does this is the person people call lucky. Good things just seem to happen to him. The so-called breaks start coming his way. but it's a result of planning and working positively that attracts the good things to us. I can't emphasize too much the importance of describing your goal in detail. If it's a beautiful new home, get the actual plans, or at least an elevation drawing of the home, and carry it with you so that you can look at it regularly. If it's a certain amount of money, write down the specific amount for the coming year to the penny, and then work your plan. Whatever your goal may be, write it down in detail. Then you're like the ship. You're on course, and you reach more successful ports in a few years than most men do in a lifetime. And third, working. Working more than the average, if we're going to achieve more than average results, is necessary, of course. But with proper planning and with knowledge, it seems easy. Moreover, to work, we need energy. And energy is inextricably linked to desire. Unless we have a desire to do a certain thing, we find ourselves without the energy. But you will never find desire without energy.
Most people are programmed to believe that life is hard, that money is scarce, and that only a lucky few get to live well. That is a lie. There is no virtue in poverty. There is no honor in limitation. You don't serve the world by living beneath your potential. You serve the world by becoming everything you were created to be, and that includes becoming wealthy. That includes becoming confident. That includes stepping into a life of freedom and fulfillment. You can't help others by staying broke. You can't lift anyone else up while you're drowning. The best thing you can do for this world is to rise, and rise unapologetically. Expansion is your nature. Look around. Everything in this universe is expanding. The planets, the stars, the galaxies. They're all moving outward, and so are you. That desire you feel for more, that vision you have for something greater, that's not greed. That's growth. That's life itself expressing through you. And the moment you embrace it instead of resisting it, you tap into a power that's been sitting dormant inside of you. That's when the struggle begins to dissolve. Not because the circumstances change overnight, but because you change. You start thinking from a higher place. You start making decisions like someone who expects to win. You start walking into rooms with the energy of a person who knows exactly who they are and where they're going. The only thing keeping you small is the belief that you're supposed to be. And that belief is a lie. It's a program. And you have the power to override it. You can choose a new belief. You can declare that from this moment forward, you're done with surviving. You're done with holding back. You're done with second-guessing your dreams. You're here to expand, and you're going to do it boldly, powerfully, and deliberately.
The world you live in right now is not an accident, not a coincidence, not the result of chance. It is the reflection of the thoughts you have repeated, believed, and allowed to dominate your mind. Every action you have ever taken began first as a thought. Every success you have achieved was born in the soil of thought. Every failure you have endured was watered by the same. The truth is inescapable. Whatever you allow to rule your mind will eventually rule your life. The human mind is the most powerful tool in existence, yet it does not come with a manual. Most people let their minds run like an untamed wild horse, pulling them into fear, into doubt, into hesitation. They wonder why their life feels out of control, but the answer is simple. The rider has lost the reins. You cannot afford to drift. If you do not command your thoughts will command you, and where they take you will rarely be where you want to go. Look closely at your own life. The habits you live by, the choices you make, the standards you accept, they are all reflections of what you think about most. If your thoughts are filled with limitation, your life will be filled with limitation. If your thoughts are charged with power, persistence, and possibility, your life will expand in the same direction. The outer world bends to the shape of the inner world. This is why awareness is everything. You cannot change what you are blind to. Begin to notice what occupies your mind each day. Do your thoughts lift you or lower you? Do they push you forward or hold you back? Are you focused on the problems or the possibilities? The mind is like a magnet. It pulls toward you the circumstances that match its dominant vibration. You cannot think failure all day and stumble into success. You cannot dwell on weakness and expect strength. You cannot replay fears and step boldly into courage. Life obeys the command of thought. Once you understand this law, your task becomes clear. You must take control of what you allow to dominate your mind. Every time a thought of defeat arises, refuse it. Replace it with a thought of victory. When fear whispers, answer with courage. When doubt screams, respond with belief. The more often you do this, the more natural it becomes. Over time, the weeds of negativity die and the garden of strength grows. Your emotions are slaves to your thoughts. You do not feel weak until you think weak. You do not feel discouraged until you think discouraging thoughts. But the moment you choose thoughts of power, your emotions shift, your energy rises, your body moves with greater force. This is the chain. Thoughts shape emotions. Emotions drive actions, and actions produce results. To change your results, you must begin with your thoughts. Visualization is one of the greatest tools you possess. Close your eyes and see yourself as the person you want to become. Imagine the victory before it exists. Feel the success before it arrives. Walk into that image in your mind until it becomes familiar, until it feels natural, until your subconscious begins to treat it as reality. The more you see it, the more you believe it. The more you believe it, the more you act in alignment with it. And when your actions line up with your vision, results become inevitable.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.